traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
But at the same time, I'm not going to stop because I'm who the fuck I want to be. If you don't up out of here.
Right.
And apparently people fucking like it because I'm fucking gaining followers from it. So, and I've been doing this longer than all y'all. No offense. All right. Don't insult my intelligence. You know what I mean? It's like, yo.
Fucking rolling.
No. Oh, sorry. What?
No, you still got it.
What?
It.
Welcome
back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
We're on camera. Oh, facts. Hi.
Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. Our guest is with us on set today. I wrote an intro for you. I feel like I should still read it.
I mean, is that cool?
Facts. Big episode today. Our guest has been in the news a lot lately, but here to clear the air and talk about what it means to be one of the biggest teen sensations of all time, dealing with fame, money, drugs, mental health, and so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Aaron Carter.
Thank you so much. First and foremost, I'd like to say I really appreciate, Logan, you give me the platform to be able to speak on what's going on in my life because, you know, I don't know how long you've been doing this, but I've been doing it for 23 years now.
Damn.
So
he's actually 23 years old right now.
When were you born?
He wasn't born yet.
1995.
Okay, so I sold 1 million records by the time I was in 97.
Holy shit.
I sold 10 million by the time I turned 10.
How many records you sell in 97, Logan?
Not many.
No, but it was crazy because, like, I didn't realize that, like, you know, music chose me. I didn't choose music, you know?
What do you mean by that?
Like, It chose me, like the way it unfolded and my brother, you know, joining the Backstreet Boys. And I kind of just followed suit and wanted to look up to my brother.
Do you find it coincidental that both you and your brother had such insane talent at such a young age? Like, does talent run in the family? Because you have a twin sister too. Was she?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the talent, you know, it's got to start somewhere, I guess, you know. And then Nick was just, you know, singing in the back stump or something like that. My mom, you know, caught him singing Frank Sinatra and was putting him in auditions and stuff like that.
Oh,
and then,
shit.
And then I, by the time I was 7, because my mom and dad didn't get to manage Backstreet Boys. So it was Johnny Wright and Lou Pearlman, whoever, you know, if you don't know what happened.
Did they try? Did your dad try to do the dadager thing and momager thing?
With me?
With the Backstreet Boys.
I mean, no, they couldn't because as soon as the Backstreet Boys, it was a collective. So it was five guys. So it was more of like a collective. And I guess you could say that, like, you know, looking back in retrospect, you know, they didn't get that opportunity to have any, you know, fiduciary responsibilities for my brother, even though he was underage. So That was kind of, it was almost like an emancipation, essentially.
Gotcha.
So, and then when, Nick's 7 years older than me. So I started in a rock band called Dead End. And I performed like Bush and like Green Day and Tom Petty and like Nirvana songs in the school called Tampa Paragon Music School. And I had this little rock band where I was the lead singer. And I just was swinging my hair around. And I was like a little punk ass kid. Like, and I've always been a little fucking punk ass kid. Like, you know what I mean?
Are you
like,
still a little punk ass kid?
Fuck. I mean, I'm not a little kid. I'm a punk ass man. Only if you fuck with me.
Yeah, you got neck tats.
I mean, that don't mean nothing.
No, it means you're a fucking man. No, I don't know no bitch ass boy with a neck tat.
I think that's face tats.
You know,
bro.
You know what? I don't even need a face tat.
Boy you know with a neck tat?
Right. Yeah, all I need in this life of sin is my dad's eyes.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
My dad's eyes. That's all I need.
Do you have his eyes?
I have his eyes.
Is he still alive?
No, he passed away 3 years ago.
Sorry to hear that, man.
We don't know how he died.
Just unexpected?
It's much deeper than you guys could fathom. If I was to elaborate.
feel like you should elaborate.
Do you want me to?
I'd love to.
Okay. Well, my dad basically remarried after my mom divorced. And that's when my career kind of shut down.
How old were you at the time?
15.
Okay.
So right before I did the Cribs episode, 10 minutes before I started to film the Cribs episode, my parents sat me down and said, we're getting a divorce, but you still have to go now and show off the whole property on Cribs.
Mm. 10 minutes before the episode?
10 minutes before it. And then I had to go and show off our 12 houses in the compound and drive around in my Humdinger golf cart and pretend. And then whilst filming, knowing that I was never going to see any of this shit again.
Damn.
And I'm like, wow, I've actually got to go in here and like show it off and like put on a happy face. And I got a Tupac shirt on. But this is, and I'm thinking in my head, wow, this is going to be documented of me basically showing off our whole house, almost like fucking family home videos or something, but that's public, you know?
Everything
is public. It's scrutiny. But at the same time, with the way I am, the reason why my followers are gaining, the reason why things are, is because I become so real that you can't deny it. Hmm. You can't deny it.
You're talking about now.
Yeah.
Because you explained to me on the phone what your followers have gone up. How much in the past?
100,000 in like 4 days.
Tight.
And I'm not that guy that's like my brother fucking buying followers, getting to 1.3 million and then dropping. And then 10 seconds later, it's dropping to 400,000 and 10 seconds later, you know, like I'm a different person than my brother. I'm not here to really talk about Nick. Mm. You know what I mean? Because like our relationship has not been there. All I've ever done is seek validation, you know, for love from them, from my whole family. And it's almost weird. It's like almost like a Michael Jackson type of thing. You know, it's like, and I was a good friend. I have Michael Jackson's jacket, like his Swarovski crystal jacket. Do you know that?
Mm-mm.
Google it right now.
And what exactly
Carter,
is your
Michael, Aaron Carter, Michael Jackson jacket.
How'd you get that?
Because I told him, you're going to give me this jacket.
You just told, how old were you when you demanded a grown man give you his jacket?
I was 16 when we performed at the Madison Square Garden.
Oh shit, this is tight.
Wait, hold on, listen. So, So we performed at the Madison Square Garden, all right? September 9th and September 10th. Look it up. September 9th and September 10th, we performed and September 11th, we all left the morning of September 11th, 2001, when the terrorist attack happened. And I witnessed the first plane hit the tower with my own eyes across the street. Yes, because I was staying at the W Hotel and I was actually on tour at the time. And then Michael wanted to fly after I performed because I opened. If you can look up that I performed with Michael, Madison Square Garden. So look up Madison Square Garden.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm going to be honest, man. My lookup potential is becoming less and less.
It's all good. I'll help you out here, bro.
Madison Square Garden. Why can't we have a Jamie, bro? Like, Joe Rogan has Jamie to look everything up. It's just me. He's slaving away over the keyboard.
All right, so you see that blue picture right there?
This one?
The blue? Yeah, click that.
Oh, nice outfit.
Aaron Carter says he keeps Michael Jackson's iconic jacket. That's the performance September 9th. Keep going now. We'll see. So that's my dad right there that passed away. Hmm. Now you tell me, look at him. Look at me.
Oh, damn.
I got his eyes?
Yeah, facts.
Huh? Look at me.
Yeah, facts.
So that's my dad.
Aaron, question for you.
I love when grown men make me look him in the eyes. No, it's fine.
When you and Logan started talking, when you were talking to Adam about going on No Jumper, because you went on No Jumper before you came on this day, what do you what are you hoping to talk about today? Like, what is the, what's your core?
I mean, to be completely honest about the music, guys, like the narrative is so stupid. And I'm sure you know this too, and how they, the media and everyone uses you for clickbait and chases you around and try to create different storms. And I have no qualms with telling my truth, and I'm going to do that. And that's why there's been no cease and desist. You haven't heard my brother respond to anybody, talk to anybody about any of the allegations that are being presented his way from me. I'm not in fucking a mental institution right now.
Are you on any kind of mental, like medications for anything right now?
Yeah, I take gabapentin, which is for my brain because of I was huffing duster before I went to rehab.
What is huffing duster? I think
it's
know.
Like duster cans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a whip it.
Keyboard duster.
Is that a whip it?
It's like 1,000 times stronger.
Okay, so it's not a whip it.
No.
Well, I just know these kids, the teens are into whippets nowadays.
It's not.
Hey, stop doing whippets.
And it's not good.
Do you feel it's mentally, like, do you feel mentally stable right now? Like,
I mean,
overall?
Can I turn that question around on you?
I talk about this all the time, by the way. I've had my run-ins with medications and with mental disorders. Right now, I feel pretty good, but I've had times in my life where
I respect that. I mean, how do you feel sitting with me as a person, man to man, face to face?
Right now, fine. Like, we're having a conversation. I'm just trying to get a little bit of background, a little bit of a better understanding as to where how the allegations and all the stuff that have happened, which, by the way, have been semi-viral.
If
over
I was
the past
a lawyer,
week.
I would if I would already win this case. I've already won
against your bro.
Everybody. My twin sister put a restraining order on me,
and your brother did too. Yeah,
got me banned from the Grove and tried to set me up.
Why? I love the Grove
because her husband works for the Grove.
Oh, you can't go to the Grove? So no Nike store or Pacific Theaters?
I can't. I went there to buy Kobe beef, Wagyu fucking A5 Wagyu beef at the Huntington Farm or whatever.
And they asked you to leave?
I was there for an hour with my buddy Jason, and like we were just sitting there having fucking sushi and at Blue Ribbon. And then this guy comes up to me and he's like this big security guard. And he's like, yo, come here. You need to get up. And I say, excuse me. No, I don't fucking need to get up. You have a fucking warrant, bro? He's like, no, come and walk over here with me. And what they were trying to do was lure me to where Angel and Corey were to have me violate my restraining order.
Oh, shit. I'm sure there's a law.
And then they called the cops.
People.
They called the cops. And then I left and I was there at the Grove to meet with my psychiatrist, Dr. Ish, the TV doctor. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, yeah.
Look him up.
Man, again, I'm done looking things up, bro. I'm sure he's a TV doctor.
He's a big doctor.
Okay, well... Anyway, I was meeting with my psychiatrist and it was just a bunch of junk. So I just want to move on with my life. And you asked me a question. And the question was, is like, to answer your question, it's like, I'm focused on my music. I'm focused on the fact that I made over $3 million doing real estate this year. Like,
I'm
building 25 homes right now. I got to sue Sony Records and Steve Zapp for not paying me.
For
all my royalties from my Love album that sold that went gold and platinum in over 20 countries that I produced.
How many records have you sold total?
Probably 50 million plus.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And is that how you've made the majority of your money?
He's like a lot of records.
No, you looked up the sound scan before. Huh? A lot.
What if he was just like, could you just look it up?
Well, guys, I've had six albums. I've had six albums and I have all the plaques to prove it.
Right.
When's the last one you dropped?
The last one I dropped was Love 2 years ago. How to do? Almost 2 million records sold, 350 million streams.
So you still got a pretty strong fan base.
Hell yeah.
Top 40, two songs in top 40 radio at the same time. Fool's Gold and Sooner or Later.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I went to college for 1 year.
Yeah, more.
I went to college.
I could sing the whole song right now.
The smash hit. It's got 100 million, almost 100 million streams on it.
I'd like to hear.
You want
to
hear me sing it?
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. These past days and past nights, walks under streetlights. Something don't feel right. Sooner or later she'll be. Trips to Chicago. Don't call me crazy this time tomorrow. You leave me, I follow. I got the tables, I bought the bottles. Sooner or later she'll be walking away. I got something to say to her. Sooner or later she'll see what's inside. I put something away for her. Hey. I'll do anything for her.
Hey, that's tight.
Cause sooner or later she'll be.
That's tight. Hey, that's tight, bro.
So
I went to college for 1 year and
hey.
During that year, I went to Ohio University and you performed there.
Oh yeah?
And I was the Vine Famous kid
OU?
On campus. OU.
Yeah, I performed at OU a bunch of times. T-Pain, it was funny when I performed there. T-Pain was performing at the same time across the thing and they gave me the smaller stage thinking that T-Pain was going to have the bigger crowd. Uh-uh. And everyone came to mind.
When I went, I was stunned. You filled the entire, I forget what the main area is called, but you filled the entire quad. Yeah, I think it's a quad.
It was crazy. Nuts. I was like, but I love T-Pain, but like he had like maybe like 1,000 people watching him. I had like 10,000.
Man, that's nuts. And I, the reason I bring that up is because I was stunned at how good you still sounded. And you even made a comment that you sing better now than when you were a kid and you had the hit records.
Well, I didn't even sing back then, bro. I was a rapper. And that's why people don't understand. It's like, I'm not like this pop star, little cheese pop. And then like 19, after I turned 18, I got all my trust fund money. And then I went to Guitar Center and I immediately just bought like $1 million plus worth of fucking, of like just studio gear to be a producer. Cause I was like, man, I'm going to learn how to be a producer because I like making beats. And when I was 17, I released a song that I wrote and produced called Saturday Night and it went gold. But I released it with that guy, Lou Pearlman. Mm. So, and I left him, right? 2 months before he got indicted and went to jail.
Damn.
For embezzling $250 million from senior citizens that wanted to rebuild Church Street in Orlando.
That ain't good.
So, and then, so I heard him talking about it. So I quit 2 months before I turned 18. I was like, I'm about to come into like bunch, like millions and millions of dollars of my trust fund from my Coogan account. So came into that, you know, and throughout my 20s, like I did the Fantastics and I was brought down, you know, to a very humble place because I had to do the Fantastics off Broadway, 250 capacity theater, right on Broadway in Times Square. And I only made $654 a week and I was broke on my ass. And I did 8 shows a week because no one would believe in me. Everyone stopped believing in me, but I didn't ever stop believing in myself, you know? So the only opportunity that I had was this producer named Kathy Russell that owned the theater, the Snapple Theater, that had the Fantastics, which is like, so like I can sing like a pop. I can sing like, trying to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Like, so I had to learn how to be classically trained throughout the process. I had to quit cigarettes. They were going to fire me. I only got paid $654 a week. I was there for 2 years. I did over 700 shows there. Like,
holy shit.
Because there's more, I did more shows, you know, than there are the days in the week of a year.
This is wild, man. There's a lot to digest
it
here.
It is. I'm giving you like a book right now.
Yeah. No, it's all good. No, it's incredibly fascinating.
Like, I can limit myself all you want. That's fine. I can.
No, please don't.
All right, cool.
No, I like diving in. I'm trying to figure out how the psyche of being a pop star at such a young age affected you. And it's more than that, right? Because when you're a pop star at such a young age, right, as successful as you were, and then there's the little facets of life that people don't see, like your parents not giving you the money that you're making. And I'm sure, I don't know what your relationship with your brother was like at the time, or your sister.
Well, you know what? I can't sit here and bash him anymore. I did what I did. I did what I had to do. Like my brother filed a restraining order 45 days after, he allegedly heard that I want to come stab his wife and unborn child.
Was that on a phone call with your sister?
No, it was never even said.
Why is he saying that?
Because I talked to Melissa Schumann, his rapist, and now all of his rape victims are all coming out, and I have all the police reports, and I have all the cover-ups.
This is messy.
I have everything. I have it right on my phone right now.
Do you plan to...
Right now, I have the police report. It's all on Twitter.
Do you plan to do something with it?
I'm going to protect these women.
This is.
Do you think? So you.
That's what I'm doing. That's my mission. I have two missions: protect the women and also understand and not be afraid of my. And men need to come forward. More men need to come forward about how they've been abused. And it's clear and it's apparent. If you look at the clip, go to my Instagram. I know you don't want to look for this shit.
I'll go to your Instagram. I just don't want to look things up.
Cool. Well, go to my Instagram, and you know, like, so. Hold on. I want you to do something real quick.
Yep.
So look at the last post I just posted.
This one.
Yeah. So I mean, this is how people are fucking doing shit to me. Hold on, watch this. His hand is shaking because I caught him in the barbershop fucking filming me and talking shit about me, talking about how I'm so thin and how I look like I'm a crackhead and shit.
Oh, and you just started filming him?
And I caught him on his phone and I started filming his phone.
We've been through this before with Logan too. He does
so
the same
I'm like,
shit.
Motherfucker. And I'm saying, yo, motherfucker. And his hand is shaking. I scared
of course,
the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
I got my fucking bodyguards over there. Two of them right here. Big motherfuckers.
I mean, no offense, they're not that big. The one in the back is big.
That's my bodyguard.
That's a big one.
Come here. Hey, come over here. Come over here. Come say what up.
Hey, what's your ethnicity?
Samoan.
Six-time
MMA champion.
Yeah. You don't want to fuck with
come
this
over
guy.
Here. Sit right here.
Yeah, you can come in whenever you want. Pause for a quick message from our sponsors. Ladies and gentlemen, MyBookie is the place to bet on football every single weekend. MyBookie has better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter. All you got to do is pick five NFL teams, NFL games against the spread every week to climb the ladder. I'm fucking doing an ad read, Mike. Can you get... You're just supposed to be on set. It's my bookie, bro. They sponsor you too personally. Mike loves my bookie. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me and my friends. Mike, that's why my bookie is always the right play. You bet, you win, they pay. Up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. Double your first deposit. Use promo code Logan, that's my name, L-O-G-A-N, to activate the offer. Visit my bookie online today. That's mybookie.com. And don't forget to use the promo code Logan when creating your account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid. Let's get back to the episode.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, I've done this before. Except, why does it bother you?
Why does it bother me?
Because
it's fucked up. Don't body shame me because I have an eating disorder.
What's your eating disorder?
I have a hiatal hernia.
What does that mean?
It's the stress condition of a 90-year-old man, and it's right here. So it's in your solar plex. So basically, you have two sphincters in your body, one in your fucking ass, and then one right here. So it opens and
closes.
Do you
have a sphincter in your chest?
Correct. It's called the hiatal. So the hiatal opens and closes, and that's why when you see a 90-year-old man that's crunched down like this with a, like a hunchback. Yeah. He doesn't have hunchback. He has a hiatal hernia. So I have the condition. I was diagnosed at 19 with the condition of a 90-year-old man, the stomach of a 90-year-old man.
Genetics or?
No, because Nick forced me to drink from 10 to 14 years old.
Man, there's just tea spilling left and right.
Let me show you something.
Hold on. I want to
I'm trying to stick on like
here a little more. Just because you said don't body shame you because you had an eating disorder, but did you find that out after you saw the text, or what about him filming? Because a lot of celebrities.
My bodyguard saw him, and then they didn't do nothing about it. So I fucking started recording, and I fucking recorded him right on my story. I was like, show me your fucking phone. Let me. I want to see your messages right now. So, and then if you go, go down. Hold up. So look at the base post.
Right here?
Yeah. Right. 62,000 views and right?
Yep.
I don't know if you can hear it. So I'm putting like live bass on this song I'm dropping called Sensational Love. So look, swear.
Pause it.
Oh. I was just putting live bass. I'm just showing you.
Do you have someone a goal with the music you're making?
Huh?
You have a goal?
A goal?
Yeah.
Just to be the best I can be as a music producer. That's my dream. And then when I'm older, to be able to like maybe be a conductor of an orchestra.
Cool as fuck. I would love it.
And then also compose. I want to do scoring for film and video games. And apps.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So I'm going to do it.
Are you concerned that your public persona maybe currently will distract people from becoming that musician that wants to be the best he can be?
Well, look, this is now go to another post. Let me show you. Look, so I had 67,000 views. Go down. Go to the one with Nick and I fighting.
Here?
Yeah. How many views that got?
What is this?
Almost 400,000 views.
Is this real?
Yes. This is on House of Carters, the TV show.
From back in the day.
Shut up. So Nick has always abused me all my life. You can see it. This was 10 years ago.
Is he bigger than you?
Yeah, but this time I kicked his ass. Turn it back up. I say, it's the first time you ever came at me because I fucking kicked his ass in the bathroom.
I run away from you. Every time you fight me, I run away from you.
Every time you fight me, I run away from you.
You're not a good person, and everybody sees it.
You're not a good person. Never.
I'm not a good person. Because of what you do. What I do, I never do that. You came at me, Aaron. Bit in my face. I'm sick of you doing this to me. Stop it.
Damn, this is heavy, bro. And this is the post that you...
But look, what I'm trying to explain to you is the drama... Gets 400,000 views, yeah, but
the music
gets, you know, nothing. And I'm incredible at what I do.
That is the ecosystem.
But I'm not going to stop because there is always a way to spin it. And my drama is real. And my story is real. And I am in the public eye. So there should be no qualms with me being able to be real.
Is this where the drama?
You see what I'm saying?
Is this where the drama with you and Nick goes back to? Is it this kind of stuff? Because he's been very quiet in responding to the allegations that you've made, and he hasn't said anything, right?
Well, how do you feel about that? Because I can't really talk, guys, too much. Don't get me in trouble, man. Come on, man.
This is tricky. This is one of the trickier.
I got two restraining orders. I got two TROs and an EPO.
And you said 2 days ago that you want
to
stay.
I had to get rid of my firearms, my five guns.
I saw that. You said.
By the way, wait. I just want to ask: did you do that because you felt like it, or were you ordered to?
First time, I gave up two of my assault rifles, and then my, just because the cops came over to just check on me, they did another because they did like 30 welfare checks on me because my family's been trying to get me 5150, Amanda Bynes, and Britney Spears.
And you don't think that's viable. Like there's any reason for that to be happening.
Why don't you ask a guy that's been in my house that lives in my house for a month and a half. Why don't you ask him?
Well, you've talked in the past
just because
about,
I pay him doesn't mean he's going to fucking lie to you.
I get that. But you've talked personally about schizophrenia in the past. You've talked personally about.
No. What happened is that the doctors flipped the fucking TV show and there's a clip. I was saying that my ex-girlfriend and my sister said I'm diagnosed schizophrenic and I'm diagnosed bipolar. And you can see the cut in the edit. Find it.
Okay, because it says here that Aaron has shared that he was diagnosed with multiple personality.
I'm not. I'm working with Dr. Ishmael from Marriage Bootcamp. And that's my brother's concern because I have Marriage Bootcamp coming out and he's concerned of what's going to come out on the show with my mom.
So you think he's doing all of this?
And when my mom comes out, she's going to put the nail in everyone's coffin.
Is she on your side?
I put her in rehab. My mom loves me. I'm a mama's boy. Hmm. That's why my family hates me. It's because my mom became my manager and was by my side the whole time until my parents divorced.
Do you think from an outsider's perspective, there's any merit in the fact that both your older brother and your twin sister have filed a restraining order against you?
Because there's no merit. Look, everyone knows my personality. I have so many people around me. I have I don't even talk to them. And all I've ever done is seek validation for love from them.
And you're done with that.
And of course, I'm not done. I believe in, I believe in God and I go to church. And I believe that forgiveness is the reason why Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
So you still think there's a chance to reconcile with your siblings?
I would like them to back off and leave me alone. That's it. Just respect my privacy and just leave me alone because I don't need to talk to them.
The restraining orders?
No, because if you want to go for a restraining order, I'm going to fight it. And I'm already ready to go. I have all my evidence, all my documents, everything. I'm going to win.
Would you have come out?
Guys, I'm going to win. I'm going to get my guns back.
I get that. Watch. Would you have come out with this stuff if there hadn't been a restraining order placed against you? Do you think, would you have?
No, I mean, it just started happening because once there was a restraint, why would my brother file a restraining order 45 days later after he heard that I wanted to come kill his wife and kid? Unborn child.
Do you want me to answer the question?
Or is there an answer you have?
Why would you wait?
Restraining orders are a bit of a process.
Oh,
especially
really?
In California.
Because when I got on the Instagram live with Melissa Schumann, the woman he did rape and got away with the statute of limitations, you can Google it.
You did that?
Nick did that.
No, you got on Instagram live.
And then guess what happened? 10 minutes later, the police showed up to my house to interrupt the call. Nick called a welfare check on me to interrupt the call. So that I couldn't expose him.
But it was too late.
I was already planning on doing it. Of course. Why wouldn't I? I can't sit back and watch my supposed brother who I've tried to seek validation for, be a Harvey Weinstein. And then everyone sweep it under the rug when I've released police. I've already won the case. If I was, I'm not even a lawyer.
This seems like it may
and then
have
they're
gone...
turning it around on me, trying to make me look like I'm the crazy one. And I'm not. I'm not crazy. Look at me. Go back to my Instagram. I'm fucking chilling at home, making fucking music and riding my going to the barber, like making music. Look at that post right there. This one.
This
right
one?
There. Yeah. See, only 12,000 views. But... That's what I do when I'm home, just making beats, making tracks.
Contrary to that, there's nothing when I see that video that shouts, this person's not crazy.
I am crazy.
But it doesn't act as a defense.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Right, right.
I'm an extrovert and I'm tactless at times. And that's something that I need to improve. But at the same time, I'm not going to stop because I'm who the fuck I want to be. If you don't up out of here.
Right.
And apparently people fucking like it because I'm fucking gaining followers from it. So, and I've been doing this longer than all y'all. No offense. All right. Don't insult my intelligence. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, come on. It's an honor to be on this show with you because I've been watching you for fucking years, bro. Since you started.
Damn.
Since you started. You don't even know this. You even know this. I made this custom for you.
What you're wearing right now?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I literally made this for you.
Thank you, bro.
A one-of-a-kind piece with broken glass because I have a song called Pyro, right? And you can YouTube it. It's called Pyro.
It's out now?
Well, right. I had to pull it because I have to sue Sony Records.
Well, so how can I YouTube it?
It'll be on YouTube. Just look up Pyro.
Oh,
Aaron
but it's
Carter.
Still on YouTube?
Of course. It's got to be. My fans are crazy.
And what does it have to do with the shirt that you're wearing? And which, by the way, is dope. And
Puro just went with it.
Puro.
I'm colorblind.
It's a Puro. I'm a Puro human being.
Colorblind, he said.
It's a Puro.
This one?
Aaron Carter. Yeah, that's it.
Fred Spoon.
So this is my song. I produced it and wrote it.
Why you post on an account with 5 subscribers named what? Fred Spoon?
I don't even know who to... I just launched my channel today. Jason, what's my channel? Do you know what the name... You don't know.
Jason has no idea. Are you sure he's launched his channel today? He has
Are you sure that's your manager?
Hey, can you call Gwen?
Who the fuck is that?
Can you call Gwen real quick, please, for me? And see.
I see.
It's a little bop.
Okay, so how do we get here? You made this. The shirt that you're wearing.
Yeah, and this is Love. The Love is the movement. So I do it all under my own record label. So this song I had to pull off. I had to pull from... go to my Instagram real quick.
Man, I'm just going everywhere today. Here I am.
Go down. Right there. That one. Pyro single by Aaron Carter. Look at my email. Read it. Let's read it out loud.
Hi, all. This is Aaron Carter. Please advise, I have my attorney, Jan Michael Morris, on copy. No contract was ever put into place for the release of my single Pyro. I owe Steve Zapp money for mixing and mastering with Gene Grimaldi and Andrew Wepper. Or is it Wepper?
Yep.
I also owe monies to Steve for adding Pyro to playlists on Spotify. I asked for this to be done since the record was released. Steve Zapp has been unreachable. There are other legal issues I'd like to discuss. For further assistance, please contact my assistant, Gwen Catanzaro, assistant to Aaron Carter, gmail.com, period, parentheses. Thank you, period.
So I put that out September 14th, right? I sent that email. All right, September 14th, right? So there's, by the way, guys, there's my attorney, one of my attorney's information if you want to fucking sue me or some shit. So bring it, bitch.
Why you manifest this shit?
I don't manifest nothing. I'm killing the game. No, what happened in this is I released this, like, I sent this September 14th, and then everybody started saying in news articles in the media that I had to pull the song because it was a threat towards my brother.
When I wrote the song. I understand that.
When I wrote the song about my ex-girlfriend.
You're going to light her on fire.
No.
Who are you lighting on fire?
Our relationship, because I don't want to be in it anymore.
So I try to light my brother on fire.
I said, this is what I say. I got my mind right. You walk a fine line. I say I'm just fine. Watch. What are you watching?
Oh, fuck. Oh, I can relate to you because I tried to light my brother on fire.
Oh, wait, I saw this.
But I slipped.
So it says, the lyrics of Pyro say, I got my mind right. You walk a fine line. I say I'm just fine, but you all say I need more time. We slang in low blows. I skip the high road.
So it's a diss track.
Life as a Pyro, I'm going to watch it all burn down. All the fire trucks and the ambulance, all the welfare checks, all this shit. They can see the smoke when I light it up. I smoke weed. We can't feel the flames till it's hot enough. I'm a pyro. I don't want to be in the relationship anymore.
If someone made like a death threat like that against me, like in a song, like I wouldn't be upset. If it's artistic.
It was about my ex-girlfriend,
bro. Yeah, it's not a death threat.
I just proved that I sent it before they even said it.
He's just talking about the relationship.
But I proved that I sent the email to pull it, and they're trying to say it got pulled
because of the current situation,
the media.
Yeah.
You see what they're doing?
You're in a tricky spot.
I'm tricky, bro.
Here's the good news.
Trick or treat. It's almost Halloween.
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Come on, bring it.
I have good
my
news.
My mind, I got an IQ of 158.
You're lying.
That's genius level.
I'm not lying.
That's insane.
That's 27 That's points higher than Joe Rogan.
Bro, it's 158.
Wait.
It's high as fuck. All
right. It's based upon general questions. The test isn't that hard.
I mean, not if you got an IQ of 158. What percentile is an IQ of 158?
99.994. You're basically the smartest person ever.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much. Well, I got to prove that too. Watch me.
No. I mean, be nice.
Watch me. Watch.
Hey, you came on the show.
Watch me fall into that statistic. And you'll be like, what the fuck? He was right.
How?
I'll watch everything go down the way I say it's going to go down. Oh, shit, he was right.
How can I watch?
Just watch what I'm going to do.
In the next?
Just watch what happens. I'm releasing my YouTube channel.
How long do I need to watch?
Forever. So, just like people fucking watch your ass.
if you're watching me forever, you got a fucking problem. Nah, I'm going to be around for a minute. I want to check you on something you said, man. You said you've been watching me from the start, which, by the way, I find that awesome. But when you came to OU that I referenced earlier, I tweeted at you, dog.
You did?
Because I was like the Vine famous kid. And everyone was tweeting at me. Everyone's like, it's like Aaron Carter's coming. Like,
well, you know what? To be honest, like, honestly, like, I'm older than you. You know, I'm 32. I think I'm older than you.
Yeah, I'm not 32. I'm 24.
I'm 34. Listen, like I came up in the world in a very peculiar way, like where it was like, when I started off, there was no internet. The way we had you know what Instagram was back in the day, guys? You know what it was?
Pictures with filters.
No.
Polaroids.
No.
Some sort of
cave drawings.
Autograph signings at malls with 6,000-7,000 people. So that would be the way that you could still, because it would be peer-to-peer. So you would do like these autograph signings with 6,000 people for like 7 hours. And that's how that was basically how Instagram, the real Instagram was. The real version of it, the real life version.
I'm trying to find this tweet. I definitely tweeted at you, man. I was so disappointed. You didn't even favorite it, bro.
You know what? But let me respond to that, because that's why I was saying, it's like I wasn't like up on
I was just trying to link and build.
I wasn't up on everybody on the YouTube world. And honestly, at first I was like, man, I don't know about these fucking people. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like,
no, I seen you. You got off the stage and you were walking through the crowd and everyone's like, oh, and there were a couple girls swooning. And I was like, damn. I tweeted that, bro. Anyways, we're back.
I got my music, guys, that I'm doing right now. I got my clothing line. I made you something. Like, I'm definitely leaving with this chain.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay. You came on the show and you saw this chain. He's wearing an Impulsive chain that we made. It's worth it. What? At least probably like a million,
hundreds,
two million.
No, that's wrong. Hundreds of millions. That's wrong.
And then you said, that's a joke. And then you said,
I make jewelry.
What is that chain on your neck?
I make jewelry.
This one. You said you got like 50,000 worth of VVS on your neck.
No, I got 50 carats of VVS twos.
And then he told me he got a diamond tester.
Well, I make jewelry. I made this piece.
Wait. You made that piece on your neck?
Yes.
And you're going to test the diamonds right now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's the charge out. And then I'm going to test your chain.
Oh, shit. This can't be good.
It was given to me, man.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if they did you dirty.
No, do yours first.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mario. Come on.
Fuck. Take the chain. Hey, that jeweler's going to be, he's going to be pissed we exposed him.
All right. So look, that's how it works. Take it off. Take the chains off. Yep. That one. Take the other one off.
Aaron, I can do an IG story and not get beat up by security, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll leave that.
Oh, no, not that one first. Please. Yours first. Thanks.
So I made this piece, this diamond piece. There's 50 carats of BVS twos in it. So
okay.
It's a way that you can tell. All right. So when this goes up to diamond, so if it's a low quality diamond, it'll be at like 7 or 8.
If what if it's not even a diamond?
It won't go up to the green.
I'm concerned.
So if I do this.
Oh, that's a high quality diamond.
That's a BVS.
You're pinging high there.
Shit's crunching.
Oh, damn. What about on the chain?
They're smaller diamonds. Hold on.
Oh, it's Cuban links.
What does that mean? It's going like halfway up.
It just means that the little magnetic pin is hard to read the smaller diamonds.
So it's an issue with the instrument, not the. Most good things in life are.
Yeah, that's true. Good call, Mike.
Thank you.
So it's reading?
Yeah, it's reading. It's a little bit, man. I don't know if I'm a...
All right, let's see this.
You probably don't have to.
He's testing the impulsive chain.
It's off the charts!
Oh, shit!
The thing exploded!
Oh, fuck! Wow! We got a real diamond chain!
Yeah, we knew that, by the way.
So this is probably about... 3 ounces of gold, solid gold. It looks like it's about 18 carats. And then you probably have about, let's see.
I can't believe
tool's
this.
Barely holding itself together under the pressure of those diamonds.
Okay, so Everything's a diamond in here. He didn't do you dirty. Whoever gave you this chain.
Wow.
That's good.
Shout out Suni the jeweler.
Yo, send me a chain, bro. Because I'm leaving with this impulsive chain.
No, bro, I need it.
What are you doing?
It's 1-on-1.
It's new.
I'll trade you.
The first thing he said when he came out.
I'll trade you.
Oh, yeah.
50 carats of VVS's. I'll trade you.
Yeah. Sounds like a deal.
I'll trade you.
Are you serious?
Right now.
You're lying.
Take it. Take it.
You're giving me this?
Do we have a deal?
Yeah, we got a deal. Oh, shit.
There you go. What? Here, take the diamond tester too so you can shut people the fuck up.
Bro, no one's ever given me anything. Ever.
Wait, Mike, now you have to put the chain on.
I'm in disbelief right now.
I gotta put it on you.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, shit.
Please be very careful with that. It's very heavy. This is all white gold. There's 50 carats. 50 carats of BBS twos.
This so is the please. Coolest thing ever,
and then,
dude.
And then this chain is it's probably you got about 85 carats of diamonds around your neck right now. So, and I already have the proof on my Instagram. I did the testing.
You're not gonna make me give it back to you after the show, yeah?
Cheers. I just, you know what I just did? I just gave
Adam 22 my $20,000 love chain that I made myself.
You're just giving away things, huh?
Because Michael gave away things. Michael Jackson gave me his jacket, so I always like to give. Look at what's on my bodyguard's wrist.
I seen it actually.
Wait, come over here. Come over here real quick. This is my other bodyguard. This is my squad. Hold on. So look at how I take care of them.
Look, bro, I have a $100,000 AP
on
my wrist. I'm good.
I seen that. Oh damn, that's nice.
Yellow canary diamonds. Give me the diamond tester.
It's crazy to see someone take such good care of their squad like that. Just all his jewels and just so much nice stuff for all his friends.
Because I've had this for a while. God damn, that shit was good. Fuck me. God damn it. Fuck.
There's no going back now.
Impulsive. Is it Impulsive who made this chain? Who made the chain?
Suni the jeweler.
Suni?
Yeah.
Man, shout out, man.
Damn. I can't believe this.
So what is Impulsive? Please explain to me. Is this the name of your podcast?
Yeah. So this is the number one podcast in the world. It's called Impulsive because this episode's not been like crazy impulsive, but we kind of just say and do whatever comes to our mind. And we're both pretty ADD, ADHD. Yeah,
I can't even hear you right now.
Because the diamonds are so
loud. Because the diamonds are so loud. Yo, like I can't even like. Is anyone looking? Can you zoom in on this motherfucker's neck right now?
Shit. Hey, do I need to get the longer?
No, yeah, keep it choked. No.
I got a thick neck though.
No, keep it like that.
No,
the choke
I'll take,
is good.
I'll take hits, bro.
Trust me, because the reason why you want it short, the longer it is, the easier to hit your teeth,
and easier for people to snatch that shit.
So, and the shorter it is, the better. More, it looks like a choker. It's perfect on you. Period. Damn. So but before I gotta give you this too, like. Because I did make this for you.
I mean, you don't got it. Oh, there's... Oh.
Yeah, I made this for you, so...
Damn. Hey, I saw this on Instagram last night.
Yeah, because I have my love collection. I made like 100 grand like for 30 days off of my
you,
apparel.
So you hand make this? Like all of them are handmade like this?
Yeah, watch it. I made this. Dude, this is what I made for you.
This is the coolest thing. No one ever gave me anything.
Yo, what if low-key the whole time Adam paid for him to give you all this so he could rock the No Jumper t-shirt?
Look,
on the
floor. Look.
The whole time Adam was like, yo, I'm gonna give you a diamond necklace and a hoodie to give to Logan. Just rock the No Jumper shirt on the podcast.
Is that why you're looking
at it? By the way, yo, it's kind of fucked up because...
Oh, he's got the shorts.
Shout out Adam 22.
I got the fucking shorts in the bag too. He just gave me the shorts.
Because we don't have Impulsive shorts or shirts. So I gotta rock all Adam's shit.
Is this size good for you?
Damn. That's all I gotta say. Shit.
You just got to upgrade,
yo,
bro.
I'm Aaron fucking Carter. Shit,
yes!
Bro. Damn.
Gang, gang. Wow. Yeah, so it's the lovecollection.store. It's available on aerincarter.com too. So
Broken glass, you said?
I put broken glass. There's real silver on there and love.
And handmade?
Handmade. I did all the palette colors myself. I created the tie-dye color myself with three different paints.
Got it.
I'm not going to tell you how to do it. Or else I'm giving my secrets away. Sorry, bye, buddy.
Yo, what's the... Aaron, what's the short-term goal, bro? What's your goal right
short-term,
now? Short-term? Yeah, no, I know the long-term, but like, how do you anticipate all this going over the next month or so? Like, what do you want? What do you want to happen, Aaron?
I'm just focused on my shows. Got a lot of great shows coming up. I'm doing the Trailer Park Boys on October 4th.
Very
so,
cool.
Love those guys. And just focusing on, you know, my releases and my projects, my, you know, being independent and taking full control over my life and my career, my finances, and it's better than ever.
Facts.
And it feels good. You know, it feels good.
You dating?
Am I dating?
Yeah.
I'm dating. Yeah.
Your security guard's
shaking his head. No.
Exact opposite, bro.
Oh, is he not supposed to say he's dating?
No,
Well, let's ask the guy in the back that's supposed to be his manager again. any idea? It's just nothing. Just
bad, bro. He gave us the neck.
Wait, get it to the mic. What'd you say?
He's not dating right now. He's focusing on his music and performances.
Is he not dating right now because he's focuses on his music and performances?
Or
like,
is he not
fucking right now because I'm training for my fight against KSI.
No, listen.
Like, I'm not fucking right now.
No, listen. Let me explain. Let me explain.
I won't let you down, Shannon.
I'm a fucking rabbit. All right. One, if I'm a fucking rabbit. Two, yes, I am fucking. Three, why not? Four, I'm single. Five, I'm 32. I can date around. Like six, you know, if I have a girl that's on the same wavelength as me, yes, we're going to get down.
Is Trisha Paytas on the same wavelength?
God almighty.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, Trisha Paytas is cool.
Shout out Trisha Paytas.
I love Trisha. I think she's
we just had her on.
She got a big old booty.
I think she said you guys were like dating or some shit.
I mean, we were trying, but she's, I didn't think it was fair, you know, because I just got out of a relationship right now. I honestly do need to just focus on my music.
Yeah, but okay.
And I have a house. I just bought a house. I just put my mom in rehab by myself. I also am in aftercare and I have to take care of my own sobriety.
Yeah, but I feel like if there's anybody you could do the no strings attached shit with, it's Trisha Paytas. Like, she just, like, you don't have to give her anything except for a good dick down once or twice an hour.
You know what?
That's all she's looking for, bro.
No, she's not.
Oh, really? That's what she told us.
No, she actually has a lot of respect for her body. As far as I've seen. I mean, I know that she like blasts people, but she also respects herself in a strange way that people don't understand.
So. She did not make that apparent. I tried to pull that out of her.
Why? What's she saying?
She just said she has no friends and she's cool with it because she's a toxic person.
And that she was cool with chlamydia. Like, real cool with it. She's like, I get that shit like once a week.
Oh, shit. Well, good thing I fucking wore rubber.
That's a good thing. Legit, bro.
Wait, I was going to say something.
Speaking of pyro, you ever had your dick on fire before? No. That's a pyro. That's some pyro shit right there.
I got chlamydia once. I got gonorrhea once.
I mean, who hasn't? But she said once
hurt,
a week,
man.
Bro.
I tried to pee. One drop took me about an hour. Was fucking screaming.
One time I trapped my dick in a pogo stick.
Nose in the bathtub just trying to keep my dick in like the warm water, trying to fucking just like get one drop of pee out because I had chlamydia.
I caught my dick in a...
I go up to my dad. This green shit coming out of my dick.
Wait, how old were you?
I was like 14.
It seems a little young for STIs, huh?
I was a little young.
How old was the girl that gave it to you?
I don't even fucking know. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah. Wait, when were you sexually active?
First time, probably 11 years old with my oldest sister, BJ's best friend, who was a Filipino girl named Jasmine. She was 19. She had big old boobs. And that was a girl I lost my virginity to.
You were 11?
Yeah.
That's young.
Hey.
That's young.
It worked, I guess. It was working. At least one of my balls dropped, at least at that age.
I don't think I could get hard at 11.
I could. My shit was like...
had that face.
Darren Carter. I was.
Let me get out of here.
I was so scared of my penis for the longest time, man.
Really? That's sad, man.
It is.
You know, I think it was the German.
I was a late bloomer.
I think because I was at 8 and 9 years old, I was in Germany, and then they had like this little like awkward like porn commercials at night, and I was like watching them out, and they were like just like yeah. Fuck me. And I was like, just watching this show. I was like 7, 8, like, what is this? Oh, this is kind of.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, what's up, bro?
You became a product of your environment, which was just horny.
And then,
Germans,
you know what? The day Nick actually started hating me is because he was drunk one time on a Disney cruise ship and we go to a urinal to each other and goes, hey, yo, let me see your dick real quick. And I was like, what? What do you want to see my dick? He's like, just come over here real quick. And he puts our dicks up next to each other after we peed. And my dick was like 3 times bigger than his. And he was like, I go, all right.
And was that the catalyst
that was the
to
moment,
all the shit?
That was ever since then. It's never
Damn.
Been the same.
Big bro hates you because you got a bigger dick.
Yeah. But you don't see no dick pics out there at me, huh? Do you?
Do you plan on releasing any?
No.
I know some people that is in that's their weird. 5-year plan.
Absolutely not. I want to have a wife and kids and be fucking, you know, mature, responsible, and not have anything that my children have to deal with and hear about their father when they grow up. You know, it's about the kids, you know? Like, honestly, no one's even mentioned, like, throughout all this stuff with Nick and Lauren and Angel, like, what about their kids?
Your question why he stayed silent is probably because the kids. Like, I mean, there is an extra layer of complexity when you have children, you know?
I can't relate.
Me either. I wanted to say something regarding the dick pics, not to enter the dick sand, but here we are. A girl sent me a nude the other day.
Of me?
Not so uncommon. Of you, bro. No, I'm just kidding.
I want to see my big dick.
Yo, in a Dropbox.
That was so weird.
She Dropboxed me a nude.
She used file sharing software.
Bro, the weirdest part.
Did you do a nude of me?
No, it wasn't. No, it was of her.
Oh, I was excited to see this. No. I was like, wait.
Bro, in a Dropbox, and the weirdest part was, like, I was cool with it at first. And then I said, hold up, why'd you send me a nude in a Dropbox? And she said, because she thought it was funny, and then she deleted it.
What about that girl that sent me the nude and said that she was in the U.S. trying to get fucked by me or you? Didn't care which one it was. Remember the one with the picture I showed you? The DM?
I feel like...
we can't say that either.
No, you probably could say that.
Oh.
Anyways.
Well... Looks like we've entered some dick sand here.
Wait, so are we fucking live right now?
No.
When is it airing?
Tomorrow.
Friday.
Good Friday.
Is it Good Friday?
Nope.
Hey, are you religious?
I am, yes. Friday.
Christian.
Catholic.
Have you always been?
Yes.
Ever have any doubts with that there Jesus?
Nope.
Not one?
That there's Jesus?
No. Not one doubt.
Of what?
Disbelief
in God?
Mm-hmm.
Never. God has protected me throughout my whole life.
Mm.
I drowned when I was 4 years old and I was dead for 3 days.
Wait, what?
And I came back to life. I was brain dead.
It's not a zombie?
Huh?
You came back to life?
Like, my brain was flooded with water and they said I was brain dead.
For 3 days you were dead?
Yeah.
My guy.
And then I came back
to
life.
Seems a little long to be dead. You were on birth and life... helping supporter mm-hmm. support ship yeah. Yeah. life support
yeah and they said that. And they Thank said you. They said yeah you know Aaron's probably gonna grow up, you know, your son's probably gonna grow up, you know, and have, you know, he's gonna probably like lose his vision, and because the water affected, like, you know.
How did that happen? Did Nick push you in a pool?
Mad about the dick size?
I didn't think he knew yet.
Oh,
how does a 4-year
He probably accidentally got into the pool, I would assume, right? Is that what happened? Like, you snuck into the area? Or you just don't? I mean, you were too young.
No one
to
knows?
Even know. Yeah.
Who found you?
My dad.
And he doesn't know how that happened. You just wanted to.
The only person.
And by the way, that happens. I'm
the only person. There was a gate around the pool, and the only two people there were my brother and my dad.
This ain't looking good.
And the pool is gated.
This ain't looking good.
Huh? I don't know. I was 4 years old or three.
I like how over the course of this episode, somehow Aaron has managed to surround himself with his bodyguards.
Oh, I just looked to my left. I was like, what if his manager's to my left too? He's just like, what else you got?
It's like that scene from The Wolf of Wall Street when they're like, can you say what you just said?
Well, that's
time?
And they're all
just
there.
Like, and they're all just over top of it.
Well, that's because people don't know me, bro. They don't know me. They see a fraction, such a small fraction of what they want to make me appear to be.
What but do you I, want people to know you as?
That my culture is like, I love rap music. I love hip hop. I love Wiz Khalifa. Like, I love fucking, I want to do a feature with him. I fucking.
He's like, our neighbor, bro.
I listen to him every day.
Yeah,
so like,
right down the street.
I mean, I talk to Will every once in a while, but like, I love him. Like, I'm obsessed with him. He's the only person I'd ever do a feature with. I want to do my music on my own. I want to stand on my own 2 feet. I want to make sure that, like, I'm a good man. I stay clean. I protect myself. I take care of my aftercare. I go to Narcotics Anonymous. I go to my meetings. I'm a sober buddy for 4 people anonymously. So, like, and they know me as, well, I can't tell you. But anyway, like that's where I'm at. And that's why I was able to help my mom and get to a point, because you have to put the oxygen mask on your first, on yourself first before you can help others. And that's a big terminology that they use in rehab. And listen, when I went to rehab, I went to twice for huffing duster. And finally, you know, I got to a point for the last 2 years where I'm like, man, I'm good. Like, I have a beautiful home. I own a lot of cool shit. I have fun. Like, where I take care of my mama. Like, that's a bit. Where do I live?
Yeah.
I live in like 60 miles away in the desert, like near Mojave. So I got my dirt bikes out there. Like,
I was gonna ask
go to my Instagram. It's funny as fuck.
Nah, bro, I'm cool with going to Instagram. I just like looking shit up, bro. I'm just not the best at it.
No, I don't want you to look shit up.
Here we go.
Wait, just go to the four wheeler. Right there.
Oh, right here?
I just copped that the other day. Bing, bing.
It's a little small, yeah? No, that's tight. That's tight. Hey, you can do tricks?
Did you see what I did?
Yeah, that's tight.
I was on two wheels riding. Look it.
Hey, I might pop.
Foot up. I can't. I did the movie Supercross, and in the movie Supercross, I did all my own stunts.
Damn. You're basically Tom Cruise.
No. I love Tom Cruise. He follows me on Twitter. It's funny.
Hey, there we go.
Who do you think would win in a fight, him or Justin Bieber?
Probably Justin Bieber. He'd probably fuck him up.
Yeah. Hey, when you saw the rise of Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Was it interesting?
I became a fan of him instantly.
Really?
Yeah. I was like,
there was no angst?
No, because he came out at you know, 13 years old, discovered on YouTube with Scooter Braun, who took him, and he was such a beautiful, talented singer, and I didn't have that ability at that age. Mm. Like, I learned how to sing, in my late 20s almost, you know, like throughout my 20s, I was like practicing with people like Nasri, R. Ardwal, who's in the band Magic, and, you know, studying people like him and Magic Jordan and Drake. And, you know, those are kind of like my influences, you know, and that's where I went with the album Love. Like, have you heard Sooner or Later? Mm-hmm. You ever even heard my song? Can you play it?
Yeah. I think I had it pulled up.
Like, I wrote this and produced this song, and it's got almost 100 million streams on Spotify. And it's got probably like just on Spotify. So if you factor in like YouTube and all the other things, it's probably like 300-400 million streams.
You go
almost
by
a half a billion streams on my songs.
You go by Kid Carter?
No, Aaron Carter.
I'm just looking at your Twitter here, and I clicked these links.
I'm just releasing a Sensational Love. So, but actually right now I'm just focusing on my YouTube. Fire. So YouTube is priority over everything right now.
Pop those music videos out.
And then on my Pop YouTube, I'm just going to document my making the music, the drama I deal with, you know,
facts.
Chilling with you guys. I don't know if y'all want to go fucking out to the desert and shit.
You shoot guns?
Of course.
Not anymore.
Well, I mean, I can't until the TRO is over.
All right, yo, I want to go to audio only, which is this, but it's actually just audio only, believe it or not. But regardless, thank you for coming on, bro.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, appreciate you. Yeah,
thanks, bro.
Awesome.
It's the number one podcast in the world, just so you know. Right. Impulsive. Well, awesome. And subscribe. Right. Where can they find you on social?
Okay. Just Aaron Carter. Just Aaron Carter everywhere.
That makes sense.
And Instagram. Yeah, Facebook is Aaron Carter Music, but I don't even use Facebook really. So it's just at Aaron Carter on Instagram. Just follow my Instagram. That's where I do everything.
I talk
a bunch of fucking shit on Twitter. But just Instagram is where it's at. Bang.
Hell yeah. Big old facts. Guys, we're going to audio only right now. Exclusive Spotify and iTunes. We're going to get way juicy.
Hey.
We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Peace.
Peace.
Here we are. I wanted to ask you, what was that thing you huffed?
Duster.
Huffing dusters?
Duster cans.
Why do you do that?
Because my sister got me into it when I was like 17. My sister who died.
Which one?
Leslie, who raped me.
The oldest sister?
No, Leslie, my older sister, she raped me from 10 to 13, 14 years old.
How?
Because she had bipolar and told me that she would kill me if I told anyone. So every time she would go off of her medicine, she would do this to me.
And when did you come out and say that?
Bro, if you go, like, Paris Hilton just liked
it's
my tweet.
It's in the store, yeah.
Paris Hilton just liked my tweet, and I just put up all the stuff like I saw on my Instagram. Everyone's coming forward, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanos
snapping everyone.
I'm a lion. I'm a fucking lion. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. You know what I mean?
How did she die?
overdosed on drugs. But there's a conspiracy behind that because Ginger, my stepmom, got into a fight with her and punched her in the head, gave her a concussion, and the EMTs found whole Xanax pills, whole Xanax bars lodged in her throat, undissolved.
Whoa.
And then she probably killed my dad too because he was allergic to morphine. And he was helping move out her storage in Orlando the day that he died. And then someone witnessed him crawling into the bus where he was living at, in the tour bus with his little son, my half brother.
How old was your sister when she died?
27. She joined us 27 Club.
And how old were you at the time?
Like 25.
24? 24. Had you forgiven her for what she had done to
she
you?
Made amends, she made amends to me before she died.
So did her death affect you?
Absolutely, but I spent a lot of time in treatment going through that, you know, and dealing with that stuff. And I'll always have to deal with it because the disease of addiction is something that you have to respect and understand that it's dormant. It's lying dormant right now, and I have to keep it that way by maintaining my aftercare. And, you know, taking care of my health and going to doctors and going to psychiatrists and proving to the world that I'm not schizophrenic and I'm not. And then, you know, getting my family to leave me alone and just succeeding in life and music and just winning.
Yeah,
bro, fucking winning,
bro.
I make sick fucking music.
I think
period.
That's the root.
Do you like my music? Huh? Have you heard my shit? You
no,
like
I'm,
my music?
I'm going to listen to it now.
I like that Pyro song. Shit's,
yeah, it was dope.
Shit's good as well.
It's on Spotify, yeah.
You should listen to Sooner or Later.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, of course.
Because I don't have Spotify.
Of course it's on YouTube. I did a music video that I directed for it. Actually, go to Fool's Gold. I directed this video. I wrote this song about my ex-girlfriend who cheated on me, and she's the vixen in the video. We did the video.
She's a vixen?
She's in the video. She's the girl, even though I wrote the song about her cheating on me, and I directed this video.
Ah, shit, it's an ad. I really got to get YouTube Premium, dude.
Yo, so listen. So I wrote the song, and then on Valentine's Day, she made me pay her $3,000 to be in the video, and she didn't even love me. And I wrote this whole love thing. So I produced this video. I did everything myself. And I produced the song, wrote it. That's her, my ex.
What's she doing?
She was my backup dancer.
Oh shit.
But I loved the shit out of her, but she just didn't love me. Like we cheated on each other, you know? Just watch. That's her.
She made you pay her $3,000 to be in this video?
Yeah, that day. And then she wrote me a letter. You know what she gave me on Valentine's Day? She gave me a card that said, "You make me want to be a better blank." And you know what it said? You know what she wrote down? Remember, Jay? What she wrote down? In the card? Lee.
Christian?
She
want to be a better Christian?
What? No, she wrote, you make me want to be a better blank.
Runner?
Athlete?
Remember I told you? She said, you make me want to be a better performer.
Oh.
That's what she wrote on my Valentine's Day card.
I don't know about all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know about all that.
Oh, what do you mean?
Just because, like, I don't think that's that romantic.
That's what I'm saying. That's why she didn't love me. And I loved the shit out of her. She was beautiful, but she just didn't love me.
Hey, love's tricky, though.
And maybe I was in a bad place or something at the same time. But if she's out there listening, like, you know, like.
She is, by the way.
My heart, like, still somehow a little piece of it belongs to you, you know?
I have people like that in my life.
Like, you know, like, because I wrote this album and I have to sing it all the time in front of tens of thousands of people every day, like 200 times a year. So it's like, it constantly reminds me of her and the love that the moments that we did have, like, you know,
well, hopefully she's
in Malibu and like being in like just beautiful green grass and swaying and just like, and then just like her family not understanding me. And I just wish that there was some way that, you know, I could have been a better man, I guess, at that point. But my shortcomings were so bad. And
what's her name?
Lee.
Come back, Lee.
Lee Karras. Yeah.
Come back, Lee.
Lee Marie Karras. Gorgeous girl.
Was there a time
you can look up her Instagram right now?
I won't do it. No? I don't want to see her.
Healthy and happy.
He said, "I don't want to see."
Was there a time in your life, and it could have been any age, where like things were just popping, everything was perfect, love, family, music, career?
Never, never, never. There's never a dull moment in my life. There's never a dull moment. Any TV show that I do has the best ratings. I'm their biggest shows ever. It's just, that's just how it works. And that's because I'm fucking real. And all, and you see a bunch of all these phony ass fucking people putting on a perception for you and a persona that's not who they are. Mm. I am who I am. That's who I am. This is who you are. Like, this is what you are. You're here. You are who you are. That's why I respect you jumping in fucking, you know, in fucking awful bridges and fucking random ass countries getting in trouble by the cops and shit like that.
That wasn't me, bro.
Yeah, you
that was someone else. Listen, bro, I wish you the best of luck, bro.
No, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
For sure. I have to eat my lunch.
I have to go get some In-N-Out anyway.
There you go. Big facts.
I'm on a heavy meal plan for this fight. So if I skip a meal,
when is the fight?
November 9th. You got to come.
November 9th, Staples Center.
Yeah, just buy tickets. Just let me know. I'll be there.
Fire.
All right. Just give me it.
All right. Thank you, bro.
I want to be like front seat.
We can make that happen.
Because, is it real?
Are you the fight?
Are you really fighting?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know you're going to fuck him up, right?
Yeah,
Be nice, man. Don't kill him because a couple boxers got like hurt. So just be careful.
Unfortunately.
Just be careful because KSI is a little bitch. So just be careful because like, I mean, knock him out in like the third round or something. Don't do it too quick. Give him a show at least.
All right.
You know?
I'll see what I can do.
I'm just saying.
All right, bro. We out.
All right.
Impossible number one podcast in the world. Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks. No problem.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.